This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios to talk about the Festival of Trees, the American Cancer Society Festival of Trees, coming up here very soon, December 1st through the 4th here in Atlantic. Deb Schuler is in with us to visit a bit. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about you, Jim?
Good. How have preparations gone this year?
Oh, we've been really busy lately, so we're just thrilled with the support from the community. We're going to have a very full Catholic Parish Center for our event.
Good. A lot of variety this year?
A lot of variety. We're super excited. We've got some firsts this year that we've never had before. And some of our themes, we've got elves, famous women in Iowa history, Toy Story, Iowa Outdoors. There's a display that's going to incorporate a bunch of antique jewelry trees. We've got a large church, a theme where they're going to be utilizing a whole bunch of antique quilts and one I'm really excited to see personally, although they all sound good to me, there'll be an American Iron Horse chopper motorcycle pulling a sleigh. And we've never had that before. I can't quite wrap my head around how that's going to work, but I'm super excited to see the final finished product.
So we call it the Festival of Trees, but Yes. That's kind of just a name.
That's just a name. Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to see a lot more than trees. There was a time when you go to an event like this and it was largely just decorated trees, which are nice and very, there's a lot of variety there.
Yes.
But you're going to see a lot more than trees, a whole lot more.
Yeah, we have a lot of displays this year. People are so creative. It's a great place to showcase that creativity.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of folks who've shown before that are showing up again this year?
We do. We have a great following of people that have done this for years and even decades. But we've got some new exhibitors as well, so it's a really nice mix.
Well, good. It's always nice to have some fresh blood there, too.
Absolutely.
Well, talk a little bit about the cause now, too, because it's the American Cancer Society sponsoring the Festival of Trees, and they're the benefactors on this.
Correct. And anybody can come December 1st through the 4th, and it's just a free will donation. But we do have opportunities to raise some money that would go towards the Cancer Society for the Cass County chapter here. And those are via our raffle items. We have about 16, 17 raffle items that we've been blessed to be given this year. And you can select any or all of them, and for a dollar, a chance to win one, or six tickets for $5. And so those proceeds go to the Cancer Society.
Awesome. Well, the cost to get in is...
It's just a free will donation. And we have cookies and candies and hot apple cider and have music. And in fact, on Saturday, we're having some live entertainment come in Saturday afternoon for singers. And then on Sunday, we have some soups that people coming to view the displays and trees can help themselves to delicious soups from Dusty's, the downtowner, or our committee is making homemade soup as well.
Wow. So you're going to walk in the door. It's going to be full on. You're going to be immersed in Christmas. The sounds, the smells, the sights.
Exactly.
Everything.
Everything. It's going to make you want to go downtown and go shopping, too.
We got a lot of that to do yet, too, don't we?
We do.
Very good. Well, now, you mentioned something, too, about the raffle opportunities there. Can you talk in detail about some of those chances?
Oh, I would love to. I know Nancy Fredrickson has been so good over the years to create special pieces for us just for the Festival of Trees. And this year, she hand-painted this magnificent Santa. I can hardly wait to see who ends up with that. And then my husband and I are donating some tickets to, if you're a sports fan, to go to Wells Fargo Arena December 31st. There's a game, the Raptors and the Iowa Wolves are playing at 2 p.m. that day. So you could have a day date or a night date. And we've got a couple of former Iowa Hawkeyes, Luca Garza and Jordan Bohannon are playing. Hopefully, maybe Ryan Hawkins from Atlantic, former AHS standout basketball player, will be with the Raptors at that point. So, yeah, you can have a chance to win those for a dollar. And we have a 7-foot artificial Christmas tree that's fully decorated with all of the ornaments and all the lights on it is one of the raffle tickets items that you can win. And we've got some pine needle baskets and one of my favorites is a Coca-Cola bench that was donated and created by Wyrick Welding, and it's on display right now at Brown Shoe Fit.
Very good. A lot of neat, varied items.
Yes, yes.
So you can
something
pick out
for everyone.
Yeah, pick out what you like.
Yes.
And it's not a silent auction, though.
No.
It's just it's a raffle type situation, and the raffle like a dollar a ticket.
Yeah. So you can win a really expensive item for a dollar.
Yeah. So it's good that a lot of folks step forward to donate some of these items so all the money can go toward the cause.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without them.
Oh, no doubt. Talk a little bit about the cause, the American Cancer Society. I know you've got some different events. Of course, we've got the Relay for Life that happens each year, and that's a nice opportunity to raise some funds. But it's still important to have some of these other events to support.
And we look at Festival of Trees. Well, it is a way for us to raise money, but it's also a way to say thank you to the community, very much appreciative of the support year-round. And it's a way to come together, and we can honor those that have passed before. For us, we have a tree that the Cancer Society does where we have crocheted ornaments that you can purchase for a free will donation in honor of a loved one, and we display those. And it's also a celebration for all of those that have survived cancer and are living their lives to the fullest extent after that experience. So, and we talk a little bit about there's education opportunities. We have pamphlets available about that and ways to get in touch. If you need help getting hooked up to get an exam or anything, we have ways to get you hooked up to get screenings and such as well.
Why is the Cass County chapter of the American Cancer Society important to you?
I am a two-time survivor of cancer, Jim. So I was fortunate that I was one of those that took early detection screenings very seriously, and so went in every year for those exams. And both times that there was an issue, it was caught early, and so I was able to get treated for cancer and survive both ovarian cancer and cervical cancer. So it's a very personal mission and message for me and my family.
We don't have to look very hard to find some local personal examples of how the early detection and how we've been able to persevere through some of these issues.
Exactly. And the detection is, it's so much better what they can do in this day and age with screening. So we encourage everybody to go out and get screened and take advantage. And if there's a financial need where you need help getting those screenings with some assistance with that, reach out to us and we can get you pointed in the right direction.
And getting the word out. One of the reasons
Absolutely.
That we have so much more success, why we have so many cancer survivors out there, is because of early detection and people not just understanding that it's important, but understanding, period.
Exactly.
Makes a big difference. Very good. Well, it's all part of the effort, too, is to raise awareness, as always, for the efforts that are made here locally through the American Cancer Society's Cass County chapter. The money stays, some of it stays here locally. Does it all go off into the effort?
Well, we send some off because, of course, we have research takes place in like Iowa City and Minneapolis and some of those places, but some of the funds, of course, come back that we can use for education and providing rides to and from chemo and all sorts of things like that.
Right. When it comes to cancer, we're all on the same team.
Exactly.
So,
you bet.
Very good. All right. So we've got the raffle opportunities. Look for those. We've got lots of fun stuff. As I said, the sights, the sounds, the smells.
Yes.
You're going to have some food opportunities. Yes. There are going to be singers and performers there who will make it very festive.
Yes.
And we're going to have lots of opportunity for you to see some of the works created by people then, too. Give them the details.
Okay, so you can come to the Festival of Trees at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic, Iowa on 5th Street from Thursday through Sunday, December 1st through December 4th. Thursday, we are open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, we're open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, we're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're closing early so that people can attend the Lighted Christmas Parade in downtown Atlantic that starts at 6. But when you come Saturday morning, come a little early and go upstairs to the Parish Center. The Does have their cookie walk, so you can go and get some homemade cookies to take home with you. And then Sunday, we are there 10 to 2. And don't forget, we've got the homemade soups and stuff to go with it to enjoy that day as well.
All right, very good. And opportunity again for you to get in on some of those raffle ideas there. It's not a silent auction, so you don't have to worry about coming back and checking.
No.
You sure can if you'd like.
Right.
But buy those raffle tickets each time you come. Can they get them in advance or they buy them at the location?
Yes, they can get them in advance. If you would like a raffle ticket, for example, like for the Coca-Cola bench, please stop into Brown's Shoe Fit on Chestnut Street in Atlantic, and Brian and Joyce and Lori will take care of you there. And we will have them available all 4 days at Festival of Trees, or reach out to me and I'll make sure to get you some. Or any cancer board member.
Very good. Lots of great opportunities there. And again, that's Thursday through Sunday, December 1st through the through the 4th at the Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic. Just a free will donation gets you in the door, and we sure appreciate all the support that you can give for a lot of folks who put a lot of effort into making this Christmas season just a little bit more special as we kind of get started. Yes. Deb, thanks for coming by. Again, appreciate it. Appreciate all you and the local Cancer Society volunteers are doing to help push the cause.
Well, and thank you, Jim, for getting the word out for us. We appreciate it.